7:23. It's Wake Up Kenosha, Bill and Pete, Monday morning. And over the weekend, oh, what a weekend it was. So many opinions. Some red, some blue, some black, some white. but there were a lot of them. Radio, television, newspaper, social media. Monday morning, we have time for just one man's opinion. That man is back with us, Mr. Steve Casey. Hello.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Pete. How are you guys this morning?
Pretty good. I understand you were out of the country last week. What was going on there, Steve?
No, actually, we went to Florida.
That's the same thing.
Close enough.
Yeah, believe me, it was.
So you got out just ahead of Hurricane Etta. You got out of there just in time.
Yeah, worst weather week we've ever had on a vacation to Florida. But we put on our masks and put on our gloves and sterilized just about everything we touched. And so we were safe and came back healthy, so it's all positive.
All right. Well,
had a nice week.
Good. I'm glad to get it in a good way.
We can talk more about my vacation because I really got nothing this morning, just so you know.
But before you talk about nothing, let's make the lawyers happy and Alpha Media happy, Steve.
Absolutely. One man's opinion is just that, one man's opinion. My opinion is Steve Casey. Doesn't necessarily reflect the management, advertisers, or on-air personalities of WIP. Just means that after serving on the city council for 22 years representing the neighborhood I was born and raised in, and still choose to live, and I have a right to complain, offer my opinion, and grumble. And I do it every Monday morning with Bill and Pete on 1050 WLIP. After all, it's just one man's opinion.
Now, you know, Dr. Steve, I teased earlier, before you get into whatever your opinions are, that you were going to have a big announcement this morning. Do you? Are you going to leave?
Actually, I do. If you recall, I'm really, I never was a big a fan. I never was the biggest fan of City Hall and the nonsense that goes on down there, and I always was kind of the guy to, and that's what started One Man's Opinion, actually, is offering my opinion and pointing out things at City Hall that most people didn't know, and I kind of irritated a lot of aldermen, and I
kind of
when I talk about that, but I'm going to irritate them even more from now on, because this Saturday will be the first episode of Casey's Corner at 10 o'clock on 1050 WLIP. After months of negotiation with Carl and John Perry, I've agreed to come back on the air on Saturday morning for my very own talk show, of course, with Pete and my good friend Donut Dave Lighting.
So we'll be hosting Donut Dave.
Donut Dave, yeah, but I don't think he's going to bring any Nutty Bars. Because you don't eat those anymore, do you?
No, those are off the list now.
No, I need things high in protein right now for my fitness routine. So
yeah, now, string cheese would be good.
There we go. Someone asked me over the weekend, "Well, what's this talk show going to be about?" And I said,
"Hey, Steve, what was that? What is this talk show going to be about?"
I have no idea. I'll know when I walk in the studio. That's pretty much how it was.
Now, real important logistical
thing. Pretty much
thing.
Like every other show we have here on WLIP.
Is there going to be a pre-show meeting? Like, do I have to be here at 9:30 to go over things? Or?
Well, yeah, I'd like you there by about 5 minutes to 10. If we go on the air at 10, I need about 5 minutes is all I really need.
I don't know. I really 5 minutes to 10. I don't know.
It's not, like I said, not unlike any other show here at WLIP.
I mean, I don't give Bill that much head leeway in the morning. 5 minutes? What are you talking about?
Well, I look forward to just irritating City Hall and maybe talking about some sports and maybe some politics and maybe some meatloaf recipes. And
now, Pete
like
does
that.
Not like meatloaf very much.
No,
so.
I'm not. We can have the great meatloaf debate if you'd like.
Well, you've never had my wife's meatloaf. Okay.
That's true.
It could be the first order of business for show one.
Yeah, there you go. And I want the first caller. We're going to take phone calls, and we're going to kind of jibber jabber back and forth with people who call in. And I want the first caller to be Shirley.
Well,
all right. I want the first caller to be Shirley.
Reach for the stars.
You know, Steve, I don't even think you have to recruit for that. I think that's going to happen organically.
Well, it should be kind of fun. I'm sure already. People are Twittering and Facebooking that Casey's back on the air, and uh-oh, here we go again. And it should be a good time. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to provide me something to do on Saturday mornings. We're going to start with one Saturday a month for only 1 hour, and we're going to see how that goes, and maybe it'll grow into 4 or 5 hours. You never know.
And that's good, because you start once a month, and that'll give Alpha time to line up the attorneys for all the lawsuits coming from whatever you say.
I got to tell you, you guys must be hard up for somebody to come on the air on Saturday because they made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
I tell you what, you're not the worst thing we ever put on Saturday morning. So, you know, and you know that's true.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, so does the good people out in Gordon, Dakota, or wherever it is. So that's another starter.
What's the name of that town? How's the chamber out there these days?
Looking forward to it. It's at Casey's Corner, premiering on Saturday at 10 o'clock on 1050 WLIP. We're going to have some fun, Pete.
I'm looking forward to this.
All right. So am I now. I'm excited about it. It's one man's opinion. It's not necessarily mine or Pete or Alpha's opinion. The staff, management, advertisers of WLIP. But one thing we can all agree on, Casey's Corner, Saturday morning, 10 o'clock, should be very interesting. In fact, my aunt Hortense and my uncle Jerry, they may be your second and third callers to the show.
She's going to be a guest. We're going to have her in the studio.
I can't wait.
You've got to wear a mask, though.
Pete, line up my cassette player. I want to get that recorded right away.
Betamax.
My Betamax.
The audio cable.
One man's opinion. He's Steve Casey. Steve, nice to have you back. We'll talk to you Wednesday morning.
Sounds great, my friend. Thank you.